Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkalim, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin at the top of Daf Yud Aleph, Rav Aleph, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shachfis Gedoyla, Haitha, Bevnei Kehanim Gedoylin, Feyoyse, Meishishim, Kikawe Zov, Sehoy Mitzim Bo. Rabbi Chanina said that the sons of Kehanim Gedoylin, the high priest, showed great arrogance as they would spend more than 60 gold bars on the ramp for the Parah Aduma. Shahaya Kevshashal Power, Oimed, Rehaya Echon Mehem, Moitzi, Parasai, Ekavshoi, Shalchaveroi, Elasoisoi, Ubaina, Isimishaloi. Even though the ramp of the Power was already standing, no one would use another Kohen's ramp, rather, he would demolish it and rebuild his own. Kesi Rabbi Ula, Kremi Rabbi Mala, Baha, Tani, Shirin, Nasadik, Shte Parois, Asa, Loi, Bekevesh, Shahitzi, Ezu, Hoitzi, Ezu, Islach Lameimer Shimon HaTzadik Shachatzaya. Rabbi Ula asked Rimana from Abaisa. It says Shimon HaTzadik prepared two parois. He brought them out on different ramps. Can he say that Shimon HaTzadik was arrogant? Mai Kadoin al Shem Malihi Bapar Silsulhi Bapar. The answer is because it's actually an elevation and an honor for the power to do this. Tani Zizin of Ksalim Hayu Yodzin Mikan Mikan Kadei Shuloi. The Bais says that protrusions and walls would come out from either side of the ramp to prevent the Kohanim from peering out and becoming Tomei. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ein Nistach B'Mekule. Rabbi Kiva taught to the Mishnah that one does not do business with funds of Hegdush or of the poor. Elem Ratzo Yehevsed Shelo'i V'Aschar LeHegdush Mutter. Rather, if he wants, the loss can be his and the gain can go to Hegdush. Kada Balzamina, Espakid, Gabe, Madal de Yasmin, Asavashala, Rimana, Amale, Imbias, the Hefseda, the Dach, Vagwa de Tavichain, Shari. Like the case of Balzamina, who was entrusted with the property of orphans. He asked Rimana how he could use the funds. Rimana replied, if you want, it's permitted, if the loss will be yours, and the gain will be both of yours. And that's what he did. Rechia ba'ada his pocket gabe adal the yastiyasmin rabbit kain, and Rechia ba'ada was entrusted with the property of orphans, and he also invested it under the same conditions. Moisa peiris chule, she's a masnisim to be shmali, to be here by Yosef pata masnisim Moisa peiris schar lehegdish Moisa nesachim zu sa revius. The excess fruits the Mishnah discussed. The Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Yosef understood that excess fruits means that the profit goes to Hegdish. Excess libations refers to the fourth sa. What is the fourth sa? Actually, the Korban Eid explains, and it's coming from in Perik Dalad Halacha Hei, the later Mishnah that teaches about a person who accepted to supply flour to the Beis HaMikdash that cost one seller coin for four sa of flour. If the price of flour increased to one seller for three sa, the donor must continue to supply four sa at the higher price. Rabbi Yochanan Pata Masnisa, Moisa Peiros, Zu, Sa, Vies, Moisa Lesochim, Lebirutsim. Rabbi Yochanan said that the excess fruits refers to the fourth sa, excess libations refers to the heaped measures. And the Korban Eid explains that the Hegdash would always receive heaped measures, but sell level measures. According to Yochanan, the Mishnah refers to that difference that was gained by Hegdash as excess libations. When Isli Rav Chiya by Yosef, Ebirutzim, the Gemara asked, has Rav Chiya by Yosef not agreed to the rule of heaped measures? Meaning, the Korban Eid explains that since the Mishnah does not discuss heaped measures, what in fact should be done with that gain for Hegdash? Am Rav Chizkiya, Mada Nafal Asar Revius, Nafal Ebirutzim. Rav Chizkiya answered that that the same that is done with the four sar is done with the heaped measures. Adas Rav Chiya by Yosef Nicha, Emesakom Shal Hekdesh, Haf Loi Bishal Aniyim, Lefichat Ze Vaze Loi Hayu Moidim Bepeiris. According to Rav Chiya by Yosef, it's understandable when the Mishnah then teaches that one may not do business with funds of Hekdesh or the poor. Therefore, the Mishnah ended with the words, neither, means that neither Rabbi Kiva nor Rabbi Chanina agreed with Rabbi Shmuel about the law of fruits, as neither permit doing business with Hegdash. Adas is Rabbi Yochanan, קשה, והתנינן עמדו מגמור יספק מדלת, ותנינן זה וזה להימוידים בבייריס. According to Birchel's difficulty, as the later Mishnah teaches that if the price of flour became 3 sar for a seller, he must still supply 4 sar. All agree to this law, meaning that Hegdash is profiting from the situation. However, we learn in our Mishnah that neither Rabbi Kiva nor Rabbi Hanina agreed with Rabbi Shmuel about the law of food that is permitted. He's permitted to have Hegdash being used to make profit. The answer is they mean Rabbi Kiva and Hanina. Rabbi Hanina did not agree to using the profits for Kais of Mizbeach, which is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, but they do agree that they were used for Klei Shoreth, which is the service vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. Ad Kadoin, we would say Tzibor, but I feel we would say Yoped. The Gemara asks, until now we've discussed the heaped measures of communal offerings. Would it also apply to private offerings? Renimsu Klei Shoreth, Boin, Mishal Yoped, would that not mean that Klei Shoreth are coming from private funds? כעדור דתנינן אישה שעשתה כתנס לבנר, כשירה ורבד, ותמסרנו לציבור. The answer is like the brisa that taught that if a woman made a tunic for her son, it is valid for use to serve in the Beis HaMikdash as long as she gave it over to the public. עד כדוין בירוצי לך, ואפילו בירוצי יובש. The Gemara asks, well, until now we've discussed heaped liquid measures. Will it also apply to dry measures? כעיד דתנינן תמון הנסוכים, שהקיד שבכלי ונמצו הזבח אלפי. אם יש שם זרח אחר יקבו אמוי, והם לנו שצי יופסלו בלינו. We answer from a brisa in Menachos, there's a Mishnah Menachos in Perek Zion that taught that if a person bought libations, including flour, to accompany a sacrifice, and the sacrifice then became pasul, the Kohanim can use his flour for another sacrifice, meaning that Hekdash is paid twice for the same libations. So libations that were consecrated in a Kli Shoreth and the sacrifice was found to be invalid, if there's another sacrifice there, the libations should be bought with it. If they were left overnight, they are invalid. And if not, they should be sold for the Kais Mizbeach. We move on now to the next Mishnah, and that's Halacha Gimel. Moisa HaKatoiris Mahayu Oisimba. What was done with the excess Katoiris, the incense? Mafrishim v'mena s'cha ha'umnin u'machalin oisa al ishtei mois ha'umnin v'noisin oisa l'umnin b'scharon v'choiz m'leichin oisa mitrumma chadosha. The answer is they separate from it the value of the payment of the craftsman and redeem the incense onto the money of the craftsman and then pay them with it. They then buy it back from them with the Trumas HaLishka funds. We add these words here, v'en ba' Chodesh bezmanoi loikin oisa v'tumah hadosha v'imlav mina yishona. If the new shkolim arrives on time, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then they take the excess k'tiris from the new funds. If not, they take from the old funds. And the Gemara says, v'lei nimsa hegdish mishchala lehegdish. The Gemara asks the question, the Mishnah taught that they would exchange the k'tiris for the tumah funds. Are they not redeeming a consecrated item with another? Redeeming usually involves transferring the Kedusha from a consecrated item to a non-consecrated one. Ketsa tu oise, alba b'shimren ba bisa, mevi mois mechalalan ala binyan, mevi ketoires mechalal aleihen, b'noisin oisa ala umnin b'scharam. The answer of b'shimren ba bisa is that he brings the funds and redeems them onto the part of the building in which they worked. They then bring the ketoires and redeem it onto those funds and give the ketoris to the craftsman for their payment. Oisan hamois mayas bahen. Now, what do they do with those consecrated funds? Rabbi Yoimir Ayrani yenasnu lebeis garmoi lebeis avtinas shahi bakiin bebitav ketoris v'mas lechem haponim. Rabbi answered that they should be given to the houses of garmo and avtinas, who are experts at preparing the ketoris and the lechem haponim, which are the showbreads. אמר בשמור בא רבי יצחק, והן שיהיו חייבים להן מועס משאר ושאינה. So Rabbi Yitzchak said that this is, that's only when they already owe the craftsman from a previous occasion. וכי רבא בוי להיו חייבים להן מועס משאר ושאינה. וכי רבא asked, what if they did not owe the money from a previous occasion? עשה רבי שסיבר בשם רבי חייה בשם רבי יוסי שזה מקייצן בהן את המזבח. ואבא קוטינג ופריה קוטינג ויוסי answered that we use them for the קייץ המזבח. ואבא בר כהן בואי קיימי רבי יוסי, וחר ושל סדר בחיה באבא, תאמן שיח עלי ואחר פשיט עלי. זאת אומרת, ואבא בר כהן says that the opinion of בחיה באבא seems to have reversed, because there he asked and here he answered. Why did he ask if he knew the answer? Had a svichale beklishoris, had a pshitale bekaitz amizbeach. The answer is, he was unsure and asked about using it to purchase klishoris, but he was certain it can be used to purchase for kaitz amizbeach. Dis palgun, pitma becholin, of Yosef bechanina, omar, pasulin, psula, of Shur ben Levi, omar, kashera. As they disagreed about one who prepared the kateris mixture in a non-consecrated vessel, of Yosef bechanina said it is invalid, and of Yeshua ben Levi said it is valid. Matar de Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Kodesh he, Shutei Avayosa ka Kodesh. Yosi Rabbi Chanina's source is that which it says in Shmois, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, it's holy, indicating that it should be made in a holy place, means in the temple courtyard and in a klisharis. Matar de Yosi ben Levi, Kodesh he, Shutei Bar, Mitchumas Alishka. Yosi ben Levi's source is from those very same words, it is holy, and he says it indicates that it comes from the Trumas HaLishka, but no consecrated place or vessel is required. And Rav Yosi Berburn asked Rav Yosi ben Chanina Kashmur, Rav Shur ben Levi, Rav Yochanan. Rav Yosi Berburn says that Rav Yosi ben Chanina follows Shmur, and Rav Shur ben Levi follows Rav Yochanan. The Taninan HaMagdish Nechosav Bahayu Bohen Devarim Ruyen Lekobonus, before one of Sibyl, Rav Yochanan Omer Kuteiris. In the next Mishnah it says of a person consecrated his property, and amongst it were items suitable for public sacrifices. So Rabbi Yochan says that this refers to the Keteris. Alma Rabbi Hoshia, Tipate, Ruman, Mishal, Besatinas, Shreinota, Beschara, Keteris. And Rabbi Hoshia said, no, he disagrees with Rabbi Ruman. He says that that case refers to a craftsman from the house of Shinas who would receive Keteris as his wages. Udu Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Hanina, Kashmur, the Amr Rehuna b'shem Shmur Machteshes Othoisa Kekleisharis Lekodesh. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina follows Shmur as Rehuna cited from Shmur that Chazal made the mortar means used for grinding the Keteris like a Klisharis. This would not be necessary if, as Mishua said, they could mix the Keteris in a non-consecrated vessel. Therefore, it follows Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Amr Rabbi Yosi ben Rehun Amr b'shem Rabbi Chuna covers Rabbi Yosi Daba Kedesh Beklisharis Nifter. Rabbi Yosi Rabun said that Rabbi Chuna asked Rabbi Yosi, can an item that was consecrated in a Klisharis be redeemed? Harale, Belai Deshmur, he Deshmur Omar, Kalgi Mamisa, the Ispalmel. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Chuna that is this not a statement of Shmur, who said that we are lenient regarding excess, as they disagreed? Haisiru tamimim Shmur amar niften kesamimim Rabbi Yochan amar niften kepsulei hamugdashim. As there was an excess of unblemished animals, Shmur said that they are redeemed as they are, and Rabbi Yochan said they are redeemed as disqualified sacrifices. Haisiru siirim if there were excess goods, and that the Shmur im oila niftes lekoshike hatas. Want to Shmur, if an oila offering can be redeemed, certainly a hatas can be redeemed. At that, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, they graze until they receive a blemish, and then they are redeemed, and the money used for an oila offering. And Rabbi Shmur bar Rabbi Yitzchak, v'kaitzin bahen es ha-mizbeach. Rabbi Shmur Yitzchak said that they use the excess goats for kaitz ha-mizbeach. V'kasha yesh chatas v'kariv ha-oila. Ask the Gemara, can a chatas be brought as an oila offering? And Rabbi Yosi Shni, he, Shein Karbonos Sibbo, Nigvoim, Ela, Veshchita. Rabbi Yosi answered that here, public offerings are not established except through Shechita. And Rabbi Chia, Shei Tanai Beistin, who, Ala Moisa, Shei Yikrevu Oila. Rabbi Chia said that it's a stipulation of Beistin, that the excess be brought as Oila offerings.